You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Dr. Yes, I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's not good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the water, and I'd like to give you information, asking for a quick plug, makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Senses not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back, everybody, and we are now officially in hour number three, the last hour of the Common Sense Show, and we come to you live every Sunday evening at this time, as I said earlier, from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern. And, you know, we changed times about 6 hours ago, and I know you people on the East Coast greatly appreciated that. And we just wanted to up our live listenership, although certainly our archives are available. We put them on YouTube. You can access them here through Global Star Radio Network, our broadcasting home. Isn't it interesting how many good shows are on Global Star? The Hagmans. Anyway, I digress. So we have a plethora of opportunities for you to follow our work. YouTube, and I cannot stress this enough, if they don't censor us out of business, and that's another topic for another day, but they're looking more and more like Facebook. But YouTube is a great way to reach people. And you know, the thing about the YouTube shows that I like, the things that I really enjoy about it, is you can do other things around the house and still listen. You can download the podcast or even our archives, you know, to your personal player. And you can play it, and we can certainly come to you that way. But also, too, the new people that are coming to us, some of them come at different reading levels, and some will like to read. In fact, I get letters from people say, oh, I don't like these new podcasts you're doing. Just stick to the articles. And then some people say, hey, stop writing the articles and keep doing the podcast. So, you know, we get it from both ends. And we're trying to reach as many people as we can in their learning style. And so the YouTube part is really important to us, and if you haven't gone up there, again, you simply go to the front page, our homepage, I should say, of the Common Sense Show, and click on the YouTube channel, and there will be. Make sure you subscribe, because then you'll be notified every time that we put something new up there. And don't forget, subscribe and like us. Anyway, that's it on the YouTube channel, but I just wanted to make sure that everyone knows that is a very, very important deal. Okay, anyway, I'm doing what they call stretching in the business, and sometimes you stretch as you're trying to get your guest on and we're trying to overcome some technical issue. Well, we have our guest, and he is Dr. Ted Brower, and he needs no introduction. He's a frequent guest on this show, and he's going to have a frequent place on this show quite a bit going forward, because I've asked Dr. Ted to share his expertise, and you know, he's nursed me back to health more than one time, and he's helped Doug Hagman, and I don't know how far I go, but for the FDA shows up here, so I better be careful. But if I got something wrong with me, I don't call my doctor first, not unless it's a crisis, you know, like I'm bleeding to death. I call Dr. Ted. So anyway, Dr. Ted Brower, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Dave, my pleasure. Sorry, we had a little tie-up on Skype. Skype wouldn't work in there quite right, so we're back on the telephone, so that'll work just as well.
Well, that darn technology, you know, it just doesn't always cooperate with us.
Well, I don't know what you want to start on today. I know we're going to be doing talk about health and nutrition stuff, and I'm sure you've already covered the merger between Bayer and Monsanto and what's going on with
all
that.
No, we have not covered that. I think that needs primo uno attention, my friend.
Well, I've got a couple of articles I can pull up on it real quick, and it's kind of interesting. The first article is by Bollinger. We all know Ty's a great guy. He goes, Bayer Monsanto, a marriage made in hell. I have to say that I have to agree with him. And he goes on to say that Monsanto has agreed to be sold to Bayer for $56 million, a deal worth a total of $66 million, which I think is funny because it's double sixes. One more six would have triple sixes. Well, maybe 66.66, right, when Monsanto's debt is taken into account. The combined company would be the largest seller of both seeds and agrochemical. Monsanto is arguably the most loathed GMO company on the face of the earth, has been the subject of heated discussions for decades, especially in recent days, as the top-selling Bayer wants to take over the company. Now, what's interesting about this is we've got to take a background check on this real quick. Bayer was also linked to IG Farben, which is kind of crazy, but this is where it all kind of started. During World War I, Bayer turned his attention to manufacturing of chemical weapons, including chlorine gas. In 1925, Bayer and Hoechst merged to form a massive German conglomerate, IG Farben, which was the single biggest donor to Hitler's election campaign. IG Farben built the concentration camps at Auschwitz to supply slave labor. In addition to that, in 1941, Otto Amberst, the IG Farben board member responsible for IG Farben's Auschwitz projects, told his colleagues that our new friendship with the SS is a blessing. A subsidiary of IG Farben manufacturers like Zygon B. Glass, the SS. Also in 1946, the Nuremberg Crimes Tribunal concluded that without IG Farben, which basically turned into Bayer, the Second World War would simply not have been possible. Now, these guys are combining together, and listen to who's in charge of this. Guess who's overseeing the merger, Dave? The Rothschild Group. Now, you know, no, it's just, I mean, how many times do I have to say it's the Rothschild banking cartel that's buying up and controlling almost everything on the planet right now, especially in the Western world? And again, they're at it again, and they're the ones that are pushing for this giant merger, and they're not even trying to hide it. It's absolutely crazy that this has happened. And of course, Monsanto was founded in 1901 in St. Louis, Missouri, by John Francis Queeny, in which Monsanto sold to the Coca-Cola Company with saccharin. In the 1920s, Monsanto Chemical Company was founded and incorporated the town of Monsanto, later renamed Sauget, Illinois. During World War II, they played a significant role in the Manhattan Cattle Project. In 1944, Monsanto began manufacturing DDT, which was banned in 1972. Following World War II, Monsanto championed the use of toxic chemical pesticides in agriculture, including the Vietnam War, which with Agent Orange. And this just goes on and on and on. So here we've got one of the top companies supporting the Nazis and the top company promoting global eugenics, combining together under the name of the Rothschild banking cartel. I mean, Dave, could it even, it's almost like we're making it up, it's almost a joke.
No. If we were to make a movie about this in Hollywood produced by Gary Haven, they would laugh us off the stage.
Well, yeah, it's just almost hard to believe. So the answer should be, no, we don't want this to happen, but I doubt it's going to be anything we could do to stop it all. Sure. They're basically committed to do this now. So it's going to be interesting when this giant seed conglomerate gets together with a giant pharmaceutical corporation, and they basically manufacture the poisons and the frankenfoods, the frankenseeds all over the planet, and they're going to just get stronger and stronger and stronger. So it's almost hard to believe that this is actually happening, but the truth of the matter, it is, and I don't think there's going to be a whole lot we can do without it. Now, here's another interesting article I want to pull up. This is dealing with vegetarian diets. You know, I'm not a vegetarian. I try to eat a steak, you know, at least once a week, sometimes twice a month, but I always try to have a steak. I've done the vegetarian diet, Dave, and what happens is when you try to lose weight, especially doing it on a vegetarian diet, you have to lose a lot of protein and a lot of muscle, and it's really difficult to lose weight without losing a huge amount of lean muscle mass. That's why most vegetarians are really, really low on protein. In addition to that, they don't get enough zinc. They don't get a vitamin B12, and so I don't recommend vegetarianism at all. I think you need to be eating eggs and chicken and beef on a regular basis, and now the studies have shown that cholesterol and higher cholesterol levels actually make you live longer. So, I mean, that's an interesting little scenario that no one ever wants to think about.
Let's not bounce over that like pebbles on the stream here on the lake. Let's go over that again.
A study was just released 2 weeks ago, and I reported on it on my show, which is on the same network with Global Star from 3 to 4 in the evenings, and also at 10 to 11 at night, every Eastern Standard Time, every Monday through Friday, and also Sunday night from 7 to 8 before your show. And what they found, and I've been saying this for years and years and years, is that when your cholesterol goes up over 200, you live much longer. When it goes under 200, now studies have done using tens of thousands of people in these studies, that your death rate goes up, especially from cancer, goes through the roof. You should never allow your cholesterol to go under 200. It'll turn your brain to mush, especially if you're using statin drugs. In addition to that, you will die quicker, and the death rates for cancer go through the roof as your cholesterol goes lower and lower, and you can no longer manufacture testosterone, so your libido is going to go through the floor too. So it's a crazy thing when you stop and think about it for a second. What we've been told now for like 50 years about cholesterol being the primary culprit in heart disease is a complete and total fabrication. And the fact that statin drugs are supposed to reduce heart disease, that's a total lie, because they actually cause calcification of the arterial walls. In other words, they cause hardening of the arteries, Dave. The statin drugs cause cancer. They cause kidney failure. They cause liver damage. They cause skeletal muscle necrosis. In fact, in my book, Breakthrough Health, I have a chapter in there on the top 10 drugs never to put in your body. And one of my top 10 drugs never to use are statin drugs. If you want to lower your cholesterol, let's say you're 300 or 350, you want to lower down to 250, which is fine. Just change your diet, drink more water, and just stop eating a bunch of junk food, a bunch of sugar, and don't worry about it. Now they're even saying that the LDL cholesterol, which is supposed to be the bad cholesterol, is incorrect also. And they're saying that when your LDL is higher, it actually helps you to live longer too when you get over the age of 60. So all these nutty things they've tried to tell us through all the advertisement they've been trying to promote to us in the last 40 years as far as cholesterol medication and staying off of high-fat diets has turned out to be pretty much a complete and total lie. And that's why, you know, heart disease is still through the roof, that you have all these people taking these statin drugs and they're still dying of heart attacks. They still get skeletal muscle necrosis. Let me tell you a story. Years ago, I had Pastor Rod Parsley. I was on his show. Gosh, this is 10, 12 years ago now. And I had met him at Daystar TV in Dallas. And I was there with Dr. Contreras, who has Oasis of Hope out of Mexico. He has a cancer clinic down there, or did. I don't know if he still does or not. It's 10, 12 years ago. And I'll never forget, I was in, Pastor Parsley was in the audience. I got done speaking on the show. And he walked up to me and he says, "Ted, I need to talk to you." And I said, "Sure, Pastor Parsley." Everybody knows who he is. And he goes, "I'd like to get some more information. I have really high cholesterol. My cholesterol's over 600 and my triglycerides are over 1,000. I said, "Well, Pastor Parsley, that's pretty easy to correct." I said, "I'll give you a copy of one of my books and you get your cholesterol down." And he said, "Well, they want to put me on all these drugs." And I said, "Well, no, don't do that. That's nonsense. You don't have to do all that." And so I gave him the book, and I told him, I said, "I'd like to do your TV show someday. Do you want to have me on up there in Columbus?" He has a huge church, has a huge TV ministry. About 4 months later, he calls me back, Dave. He had lost 37 pounds. It dropped 11 inches in his waist. His cholesterol was around 220, 230. Triglycerides were perfect. He felt absolutely amazing and had me on a show, Breakthrough, and basically promoted my Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy program at that point. Now, what was interesting about this is we continued to do a show for two or three more years, and he always had a tremendous response every time he had me on the program. And the crazy thing is this, you know, years later, he ended up, you know, calling me up about his mom, and his mom had been diagnosed with heart disease, and they had gone in there and done bypass surgery on her, and she called me up, and she told me that she had talked to the doctor about the heart program that I had put Rod on, and he had told her that had she been on that heart program to start with, like Rod was, that she had never had to have bypass surgery. Then she started, but then they insisted that she take the cholesterol lowering drugs, which caused skeletal muscle necrosis. And she calls me up, and she's all mad at me because her kidneys are having problems. And she calls me up and she goes, "You know that these vitamins are causing kidney problems." I said, "Not my vitamins. They don't do that." And I said, "We need to do some research." Well, we find out that what happens is when you take the statin drugs, Dave, that you end up basically causing skeletal muscle necrosis on a large percentage of patients, which means you actually start losing skeletal muscle and it starts to rot. And when it rots, those little fibers get into the bloodstream and then get into the kidneys, they can plug up the kidneys. So she was almost in kidney failure from the statin drugs that she was on. And so I did some research for her, figured out what was going on with her, so they couldn't help her because they're about to give her a kidney transplant. And I haven't spoken to her in years now, so I don't know how that all worked out, but I know that her basically, you know, she came off the statin drugs immediately when we start talking about it. But that's the side effects of all these different drugs that so many people get on. And the sad part about it is that a lot of people, they know what to do, but they simply don't do it. And that's not good, because if it's your health at stake, you really need to pay careful attention to it. Now, the reason that happens is when people are born, most of the time, if their mother has done proper prenatal nutrition and if they're breastfed and they're not immunized to death as an infant, then what ends up happening is they're pretty much healthy. And what ends up happening then is they take their health for granted and they abuse their health. I've seen it happen over and over and over. They eat out at restaurants all the time. They eat food they shouldn't eat. They do things they shouldn't do. They don't exercise. They don't drink the right kind of water. They're drinking fluoride and chlorine. They don't even pay attention to it. And little by little, over a period of 20, 30, 40, 50 years, they get really, really sick. And then pretty soon they start saying, what the heck happened? Well, it didn't just happen overnight. It was a period of decades that made you that sick. And what ends up happening at that point is that they'll start spending all of their money trying to regain their health if they've been able to accrue any money. Years ago, I had a talk show on WCIE, which was at that point one of the largest talk shows in Lakeland. I was a frequent guest on a show called Feedback with Tom Trolson, and I'll never forget this, Dave. I was on there one day, and I was talking about pork, and the phones exploded because people had never been told not to eat pork. And, you know, and so I was on the show every single month for several years. And I remember I had a friend of mine, his name was Smitty, and he had a secretary, her name was Kathy, and her son was her brother. Her husband's name was Justin, and I'm changing those two names because I'm out of respect. But Smitty was the same guy. And what ended up happening is, I remember we were moving some equipment one weekend. He had several restaurants, and we were moving some out, something moving some equipment. And I remember I got in a truck with with the secretary's husband, and he started laughing at me, just hysterically laughing, saying he had heard me on the radio and he'd heard me say don't eat pork, and that he wasn't going to listen to me because he liked his pork and he'd eat pork if he wanted to eat pork. I said, well, do you eat pork? I don't care. I said, why should I care if you eat pork? I said, this isn't my problem. It's your health. He's 19 years old. And he's just laughing, and I had to drive all the way up to the land from Lakeland with him, which is like it was a couple hour drive, and I'm thinking to myself, God, I can't believe I'm stuck in the truck listening to this guy just yak about, you know, how healthy he is. And he's about 50 pounds overweight. About 6 months later, I called up and got an answering phone at the office over there with Smitty, and I finally got in touch with him, because it's like before cell phones, and he told me that his secretary was on leave of absence. And I said, what happened? He goes, well, last Sunday, she and her husband were working in the front yard, and he got real thirsty, and he asked his wife if she'd get him a glass of water. And she went to the house, gave him a glass of water. She came back outside, and he was curled up in a fetal position, dead at the front door at the age of 19, and with a massive heart attack. And, you know, it's crazy, Dave, because I went to his funeral, and, of course, he had just gotten out of high school, and all of his high school classmates were there. And, you know, may he rest in peace. But I still remember the hysterical laughing for 2 hours as we drove to the land moving that exercise equipment, and me thinking to myself, you know, this is a principle out of God's Word about the pork. You know, it has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. It's just clean and unclean food. The Bible in Leviticus and Deuteronomy talks about it. And so if he wants to laugh, he's just laughing at God and God's Word. And he was dead 6 months later. And I could tell you story after story after story of people who have been unwilling to change their diets and who'd have died. But then I can also tell you people like Katie, you're the lady who's on your show all the time, and she basically ends up, you know, changing her diet and getting healthy and you know, and getting completely recovering from breast cancer. So the crazy thing is this. People need to understand, you have to make the choice. You have to make the decision. I can sit here and I can talk to you about all of these different concepts and all these different drugs and all these different chemicals you put into your body, but yet you're the one who has to make the choice. And that's what I want to leave with the audience tonight. How important is your health? Is it worth a pair of $100 tennis shoes? I mean, if you spend a pair of $100 tennis shoes, I mean, how important is your health? Does it mean you can eat whatever you want to eat whenever you want to eat it and be healthy? Probably not. And so this is what folks have to realize and they have to learn, is sooner or later, Dave, they've got to make a decision on what they want to do and how they want to live. And if they don't, it starts to come back to them, especially as they get older. And that's one of the reasons people age at such different rates in the United States, is because so many people, they basically stress their bodies out so badly, and they end up in a situation where they age very, very quickly just from the stress. Now, here's another interesting article. Chemotherapy has actually been linked as a death risk. And now what they're finding is that if in the first 30 days, the chemotherapy can actually kill you. And when you start on the chemotherapy, then if you don't do the chemotherapy at all, you actually don't die from the cancer, you die from the chemotherapy. And in some hospitals, the rate of death was four times higher than it should be in cases where the chemo is supposed to help cure the cancer. The researchers claim chemo still has a place for some patients and some cancers, and that hospitals with higher death rates are doing a crummy job of figuring out who's who. But even in supposedly ideal cases, chemotherapy is a bad, bad treatment. I'm just telling you guys that. And if people are always messing with me, because I'm, you know, on my show, I have told my listeners about 5-6 years ago when they first started this Obamacare nonsense, my health insurance was through the roof. I had a $10,000 deductible. It was $2,000 a month for me and my four kids and my wife. And I finally told my wife, I said, you know what? Even if something happens to me from a health standpoint, I'm not going to listen to and do what they tell me to do anyhow. I said, and plus, I'm covered on a workman's comp at the office, and I've got all this health insurance and hospitalization coverage on my automobiles. So there's really not going to be any need for me to carry this $2,000 a month policy any longer that I haven't used in 20 years. So I am canceling it. So you figure 5-6 years of that, so you're looking at, you know, what's that, $24,000 a year? So I've saved over $100,000 now in premiums. Well, of course, now I'm being penalized on my income tax returns because of the fact that I don't have any health insurance, which I find ironic to begin with. That's so unconstitutional. Dave, what do you think about all that?
Oh, no, it's absolutely unconstitutional. And, of course, the Supreme Court, in its infinite wisdom, because some of the justices who would have voted against this were compromised.
That's right.
You know what I mean.
Yep.
And they said it was a tax. It's not a tax.
No, it's not a tax.
It's an enslavement. There's no other way to put it, Ted. It's an enslavement. So you're right. And Obamacare, this is one of the positives if Trump gets into power, because you know, he can team up with Congress, who I think will be majority Republicans, and I think Obamacare will go away.
I think it will in its present form. And we're going to find out. I mean, you asked me a few weeks ago when I was on your show if I trusted Trump. You know, and my response is I don't know him that well. I know I don't trust him 100%. And my next response was if the chemtrails go away, at that point in time, we know that Trump's probably going to be legitimate. If the chemtrails stay, he makes the CIA stop spraying us like bugs. So we're going to find out very quickly here, especially with all of these whatever they are, these look-alike Hillary Clintons running around, you know, bouncing out of the Chelsea's apartment, which used to be known as a medical office there. And you know, when basically, you know, we know that Hillary Clinton is exhibiting all of the signs of Parkinson's disease. I talked about that on your show a few weeks ago. And the nuttiest part about all of this, and suddenly you see one of these stand-ins, like, you know, Saddam Hussein had all of these stand-ins running around that basically has tremendous energy, 20, 30 pounds lighter, you know, no double chins. It's a completely different person, but you got to see her up close to notice that. And the nuttiest thing about it is that, you know, we've got to have a president in Hillary Clinton. If she's even still alive after the collapse in New York City, we have no idea what these guys are doing. This news is so obfuscated now, Dave, that we don't know what these guys are doing at all about any of this stuff. And the sad part about it is, it's not getting any better. It just keeps getting worse. And the more we learn, the more we start to realize that we've been just lied to about everything. It's almost nuts when you stop and think about it.
Well, speaking of the mainstream media, I actually did a podcast today. And it was in response to the campaign manager of Trump going on Meet the Press.
Right.
They cut out a minute 47 of her tirade against Clinton's campaign. Just flat cut it out. You can't trust anything these people say or do, and why people continue to watch them is a mystery to me.
Well, you know, it was interesting. The other day when Matt Lauer interviewed Hillary Clinton, and he actually asked her several times about the email stuff, which I think he should have. Hillary went berserk in one of the articles that I read and basically was cussing everybody out behind stage. And apparently she's learned now that she can't allow anybody to have a camera, you know, where they can videotape her in the event that they hear her doing this. I mean, it was effing this and effing that, because she was so angry that she was demanding he be fired and everything else, which sounds like something she would do. And here's another one I like too, because while we're talking about the health topics right now, Hillary Clinton sends a thank you letter to a quote unquote self, how would you say it? The woman calls herself a slut, okay? So she's a self-appointed slut who is proud of her sexually transmitted diseases. She says in his letter, quote, this is what she says, I am a slut and I have herpes and I still am a person who deserves respect. And Hillary Clinton sent a thank you letter to a woman who claimed notoriety for celebrating the fact that she was a slut. Ella Dawson obtained brief internet fame earlier this year when she launched a campaign backed by the hashtag ShoutYourStatus to encourage young women to embrace their STDs. I can't even make this stuff up, Dave. And like all feminists who spout absolute stupidity and then claim victimhood status when they get that any kind of blowback, Dawson instantly received a barrage of criticism before claiming she was a target of a harassment campaign. Well, then Hillary Clinton writes her a letter and basically says that how great it is that she decided to come forward. It says, thank you for your brave and insightful piece you published on Medium this week. I'm so grateful for you not only speaking out about the stigma surrounding sexually transmitted infections, but for also taking a courageous stand against the ridiculous but very real barrage of hate you've received online. The erosion of civil public disclosure is one of the most concerning developments in our society today. As you point out, the internet is not a friendly place for any women. So as I mentioned in my speech in Reno, there's an old Mexican proverb that says, tell me with whom you walk, and I will tell you what the response will be. And see, here's the thing about all of this stuff, Dave. You know, if you don't understand who these people are, this, none of this makes any sense to you. These people consider it a privilege to abort a child. These people consider it now a badge of honor to have sexually transmitted diseases. And basically, she ends up getting a letter back from Hillary Clinton congratulating her on all of this and her response to all of this stuff. None of it makes any sense at all when you stop and think about it until you realize that we're dealing with a coven witch here who's basically nuts on top of everything else. Let me read you this one more time because my screen went blank on me. She goes, as I mentioned in my speech in Reno, there's an old Mexican proverb that says, tell me with whom you walk, and I will tell you who you are. I'm proud to walk with you, Ella. With gratitude and warm wishes, I am sincerely yours, Hillary. So I don't even know how to make this stuff up. I mean, this is some crazy, crazy stuff. And the sad part about it is that, you know, these women who follow this think it's okay, I guess, to have sexually transmitted diseases and to sleep around a lot because I guess that's the paradigm that they're involved in and what they do. And news story. Woman is forcefully removed from flight for questioning pesticides being sprayed on her. There's this Petra Haluska was landing in Perth, Australia when they began spraying her plane with dangerous pesticides while the passengers were still on board. She said she decided to become a bit of an activist and asked why they were spraying her down. Why can't they do this after the passengers deboard? And they say, and then she has a videotape of them actually spraying the people on the plane like they're bugs, Dave. Like they're bugs and not even human beings. And this is what you get now when you fly commercial in a lot of these different areas when you go international. So guys, be really, really careful. If you're going to walk on a plane, they're going to start spraying, make sure you at least have some type of surgical mask with you to help reduce the amount of stuff you're going to inhale into your lungs. So really important from a health standpoint to do that, Dave.
Well, speaking of a health standpoint, you make it your business to try to help people maintain a healthy lifestyle, and you've got a special for Common Sense Show listeners. Let's talk about that.
That's right. We've got a program. It's a Maximum Energy program. It's got like reports of their high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, cancer, ADD, autism, learning disabilities. We've got one in there on cellulite, which is a real report on what cellulite is and how to get rid of it. We've also got a great book in there, the Healthy Country Cooking Cookbook. In addition to that, we've got 8 CD series. It's phenomenal. The normal cost of this program is, and all the stuff together, is close to $300. And what we've done is we've taken everything and we're going to give it to the listeners for free when they order $200 worth of product. And we only have a few of these left. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. We've almost sold out. We've only got a few left. So we've lowered the price down to $200 instead of $300. So any $200 purchase now will get you the CD set, will get you the book, get you the reports, everything for free. No extra shipping, nothing. It'll just all be put into your box. You just have to use Dave CD set as a code for that. Dave CD set. And any $200. So if you order a distiller from us, which you have to have, by the way, because the water's so contaminated now, you'll be able to get all that information for free. So it's $200 for this distiller. In fact, here in my county, south of me now, where we live, where they have phosphate mines, they've had a big spill, and a giant sinkhole has opened up, and it's pouring slightly radioactive water into the aquifer where I live. And of course, you know, the big company down there, they're telling us that it's safe and that they've been able to recapture most of the 250,000 gallons of water that they've lost into the Florida aquifer. Now, how they managed to do that, Dave, I don't know. I have any idea, nor are they giving us the details.
Well, Ted, we're out of time for this segment. I want to thank you for joining us and going to give you the full run next hour when you're in covering. And great stuff. I mean, I'm going to look into this Monsanto thing, and I think we may have to talk about that more next week. But anyway, the coupon code there is Dave CD said at healthmasters.com. Take advantage of the special and the free gift that Ted's making available. Ted, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for having me on, buddy.
Okay, great. Well, anyway, folks, wow, this show has flown by. And I didn't get a chance to say this publicly. Thanks to John B. Wells for joining us in the first 2 hours. Man, was that entertaining. And was it ever hard-hitting. Absolutely. Thanks to Ted Brower for joining us. But not to get left in the dust, we still got 30 quality minutes to go, and we have a first-time guest on it. Someone who you've not heard before here on the Common Sense Show, but he's no stranger to the airwaves. And you might know him as the Tea Guy. In fact, got a great website called GetTheTea.com. We'll talk about that a little later in the half hour coming up here. But join me in welcoming Ronnie McMullen to the Common Sense Show for the first time. Thanks for joining us, Ronnie.
Hey, thank you for having me on.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. And, you know, it's just, you know, we only do a weekly show here, so it's kind of unusual that we have a lot of new guests, but so we're really pleased to have you. But, well, we've hit everything tonight. But let me ask you this. When you look at the current events of the nation and you look at what's going on, what's in your wheelhouse right now? What really has your attention?
Well, that's a loaded gun of a question, but there's a few things. I think number one is who's going to be our president, and really, is it going to be another corrupt world like we've had for the past, you know, decade or two? So that part is a huge thing. And really, what the new president, what does that mean for health care? And really, I hate, almost hating saying that word, health care, because it's not. It's unhealth. But what does that mean for the people that are getting sick? And so I've been out there on many different shows trying to share with people that you need to change your regimen. Because if you don't, you're going to be in a massive line, and they may not get to you depending on how they feel, because the doctors are going away, and this new system is unraveling like a cheap suit.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm sure you've heard this about Obamacare. If you're 70 years and it's your birthday, and you are diagnosed with an aneurysm, they'll treat you. But if you're 70 years and one day, you get comfort medication sent home to die. Are you aware of that?
I've heard that, yes, and that's kind of scary. I mean, it's part of, you know, I don't know how everybody's out there, but I think there's a few families running this world, and I think that's how they want it. They want it like, hey, we just want wasn't it Hitler that just said he wanted the young and the beautiful, you know, and the good looking, and everybody else goes away? So it kind of is mirroring that thing. So I don't know. It's kind of scary. You know, everybody's going, man, if I hit the magic number of 70, I'm in trouble. And it's like, I know a lot of 75, 80-year-olds that are doing great, but they changed their regimen early on and said, okay, I need to get real about what I'm doing for my body, because if I don't, it's going to cost me later.
Well, you're absolutely right. If people think... And hopefully I haven't made this mistake. Well, I guess we'll find out as time goes by. But if people think that they're going to just continue to have maintenance health care and everything's going to be fine and your doctor and insurance company will take care of whatever ails you, you better think again. There's a definitive move in health care to practice Fabian socialism. And I'm sure you're aware of this, Ronnie. You know, they want to thin out the herd, and if you no longer have value and you've retired, it's time for you to step aside and die.
Yes. Yeah. No, you're dead correct. I always look at it this way, and a very famous person many years ago said this quote, and this is what he said. The doctor of the future will no longer treat the human frame with drugs, but rather will cure and prevent disease with nutrition. Thomas Edison.
Man, I wonder if he knew what was coming.
You know, you kind of wonder if some of these older boys, you know, in our history, knew stuff was on its way. So it's very possible. But really, we wouldn't need supplements if we had the right food courses. But right now, we can't deliver good food if we try. I mean, so it's getting to a point where our land has been changed by all the petroleum chemicals that they're using for growing, and that it's leached into our water. I mean, our water is bad, our air is bad, and our food is bad. So how in the heck are we supposed to be doing well physically? And that's not even counting all the fear and all the garbage that we're being fed, you know, through outlets and mass media outlets. I mean, we're in trouble, Dave. We are way in trouble.
Well, I'm in trouble. I mean, I want to eat healthier, and I've made some major strides in that direction thanks to people I know in the healthcare industry, and most of them natural healthcare industry, like the guest we just had on, Dr. Brewer. But I'm not sure what to do, because when I go to the store, Ronnie, I don't know what's GMO or not GMO. How do you tell?
Well, there's labels, and this is what's really bad, is Monsanto is getting into pushing everything they can, pushing Congress, pushing, you know, every outlet they can, so that there's no labels on the product, so that we cannot know whether it's GMO or GMO-free. So right. Most of the good companies are saying, hey, we'll put a stamp on there, and you have to obviously be GMO-free to get this stamp. And so they put the GMO-free stamp on there, and you go, okay, this is GMO-free. Well, Monsanto's saying, hey, we don't want to have those labels because, you know, for whatever reasons. Well, the reason, very simple why, because they know if everything has a label and you see that it doesn't have a GMO-free label, then guess what? You're not going to buy that product. So if their GMO product is so wonderful and they say, oh, it's just as good as any other normal product, oh, even though it's man-made, okay. And, of course, GMO is genetically modified organism. So we're talking about, this is not a God-made organism. This is something man has made, somebody in the science, pseudoscience, and every other kind of science. So what we have is we have something going in as an organism and changing our DNA. That's what's going down. And so people got to get real and say, okay, I'm going in. And you go to the produce and you say, you know, is this GMO-free? I mean, because a lot of times you'll see organic corn. Well, corn is such a GMO product, it's not even funny. So I make sure I go in and I say, is this GMO-free and organic corn? And that's really important to ask those things, because you can have organic corn chips. Corn is kind of Monsanto's world. Every bit of corn is Monsanto's world. They have, even the pesticides are set up when they spray so that basically any bug bites corn, they get sick and they die. Well, then what about humans? Is that the same? And the answer is yes, it's just smaller amounts. So we have to realize if we see organic corn chips, we got to say, okay, where's my GMO-free label? And you won't find one on some of them, which means you have GMO corn fed organic stuff. It's kind of funny almost, you know. It's like putting a new suit on with no thread.
Yeah, that's not funny. That makes me really angry about the deceit that goes on with our food. I mean, let me ask you this. Does this extend into seeds, too? Do you have to be careful about the kind of seeds you buy?
Oh, yeah, this is why the heirloom seeds are so important, because the seeds have been changed, which means the plant has been changed. And it's all about, you probably know this, Dave, it's all about money. Because if the seed, in the old days, you'd hold back your seed and you'd replant, and so you never had to buy seed. Now the seed dies, the plant dies, you've got to go buy a new seed every single year. So Monsanto is padding their pocketbooks with buying seed. They want to make sure it dies. And then, of course, their GMO seed has now leached into the organic fields. So now here's Mr. Organic Farmer, and he's trying his best to make sure that he has GMO-free product, but all this leaks right into his field. So guess what? Now he's got contaminated fields, and there's nothing he can do unless he goes to sue Monsanto, which, good luck, because they have more money than Hillary Clinton.
Not more than her foundation, though, I guarantee you that. Have you ever heard of, oh gosh, his name just jumped out of my head, Percy, gosh, I interviewed him about 6 years ago, great guy, but he was a farmer up in Canada, had a large farm, and Monsanto seed blew on Percy Schmeiser, that's who it is, and the seed from Monsanto, from his neighbors, blew onto his ground, and Monsanto was monitoring, as they usually do, all farms for unauthorized use of Monsanto seeds. They trespassed on his property and got the seeds, and then they said, you owe us $2 million for copyright infringement. He went to court and lost. Fortunately, he was a man of some means. He was very successful, and then he went to the Canadian Supreme Court and won by one vote. He's the only guy I know who's actually beat Monsanto. There might be more, but that's all I'm aware of. here in the States. This goes on a routine basis. Were you aware of this, that Monsanto sends out their spies to try to find unauthorized seeds that have blown onto the property of innocent farmers?
Oh yeah. This is but what's happening is co-ops are coming together because they realize farmer by farmer they lose. So now they're saying, okay, let's gang up, let's go farmer plus farmer plus farmer plus farmer. Now we have money. And now we can go up and we can start suing Monsanto. And so there is a turn. They are starting to sue Monsanto, and there has been some cases where they've won. So it is turning, and now other countries are saying, you know, including India, is saying, you know what, we don't want Monsanto. It's out of here. So Monsanto is losing some battle right now. That's why it's very important for their little hand-picked peck to go inside and do some damage, which is Hillary Clinton. She's sitting on Monsanto. And she's got him in the back pocket. So she makes sure that between Uranium One and Monsanto that she's going to go in with some guns. So that's what they're hoping for. The problem is Hillary's so sick she can't stand up for more than 20 minutes before she passes out.
Yeah, she's in need of some definite health care products. There's no question about that. But let's go back over what you just said. This is kind of news to me. I'm not surprised she's in bed with Monsanto, but I have not seen the links that would tell me if she became president, what would change? What, in your opinion, what would change with regard to a company like Monsanto if Hillary's the president?
I think if Hillary's the president, she's already made some comments about GMO and, you know, the science. Yeah, you have to look. I always looked at when I was looking at the race and when Ted Cruz was in the race and all of this. The best way to figure out who they are is to find out who they're in bed with. So in other words, in food, our food supply, which to me, Monsanto is somehow, I have no proof of this, it's just whatever, but they're somehow connected to pharmaceuticals as well. I just, because this is about making us sick. Sick, you go to the doctor, doctor goes to pharmaceuticals, you know, you have all the synthetic products. So I think when I was watching, Ted Cruz made comments about Monsanto, oh, well, you know, all these people that want organic, you know, they don't understand things and blah, blah. He was making some pretty harsh comments, and I was like, oh, my gosh. So he's on the bandwagon. So he's pro-Monsanto, which means who he is. Interestingly enough, Trump Trump made a comment about the corn, and when he lost one of the states, he's like, oh, I forgot what state it was, but it was in the Midwest where they grow corn. He's like, I think they're eating too much Monsanto corn. It's affecting their brains. So that told me kind of where.
Yeah, well, I didn't catch that. When did he say that, Ronnie?
Oh, this was months ago. This was probably 4 or 5 6 months ago. And but he made a comment. Yeah, you can look it up on the internet. And he made a comment about the corn and being Monsanto corn and affecting the brain. And I thought that was a beautiful thing. And he's very much pro for labeling. So. This is something that, you know, unless he folds, this is a good thing. So, you know, and obviously you can find YouTubes on Hillary, and she's, you know, pro-Monsanto, and this is good. And even though I think it's interesting when you do your homework on Monsanto, none of them eat their own food. They have a cafeteria that they have GMO-free. So what does that tell you?
Kind of like Congress and Obamacare.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
But and again, you know, for me, it's like we can sit here and it's important to understand what they're doing, but on the same token, we don't have to fall in line with that. We can change that, and that we change that by changing what we eat and how we do our business personally. And if
let's
we do that, we can still stay away from the aisles of the pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, well, let's take a minute and talk about that. What kind of choices are available to us? I mean, we've covered this from a lot of different angles on this show, so I want to get your perspective, because listen, if we eat the regular American diet, we're going to die 15, 20 years earlier than we have to, and I'm absolutely convinced of that. If we get locked up in the medical system, well, we know how well that's not working. Death by doctors at astronomical rates. So
right.
Really, healthcare is up to us. So what do you recommend?
Well, this is going to sound crazy, and people are going to go, oh, no, really? But this is the truth. The reason Get the Tea has even started, because me personally, with the founder of the company, I got sick. And when you get sick, you know, a lot of us are not sick, and so we take our health kind of for granted. But when you get sick and when things start happening to your stomach or things start happening to you or your blood sugars or your high blood pressure, and we can go on, and these are some of the smaller things. We're not even talking about the cancer issue or tumors or anything else. So when you get sick, you take your health very, very serious. And if the tea was formed because I got sick, we started off with just the tea, and the tea cleans the colon. You clean the colon, it's like the motherboard of your computer. And most people don't realize that. That's why sometimes when you try the tea, you'll lose some weight. Because people, you know, our wonderful actor that I love, John Wayne, his colon had many, many pounds of guck inside of it when he died with cancer. And so his colon was oversized, it was really an ugly mess. When you have that kind of stuff inside of you and it's rotting because it's not moving, you're not getting it out, you're just getting heavier and heavier, and obviously the more weight we gain, the worse we feel, then you don't do good. So my whole company is completely been formed around the tea, cleaning the colon, and now we have all kinds of neat things in the company that I target. I'm going to call it mishaps because you got to watch what you say, but the target mishaps in your body so that you can go after it. And so when you go to my supplement company, you're not going to see vitamin A, B, C, D, E, and all this kind of stuff. You're going to see certain things that target certain things and things that are specially formulated to target certain things so people can do this. So now that's a good thing. We would not need supplements if our food was correct. That's a fact. So here's what, in a small scale, what you could start. People will pick the supplements and they want the supplement to do everything. It's like putting gasoline in your car but not putting any oil in your engine. So you need to have your diet change, and not diet. When I say diet, people think fat, thin. They have these ideas, and this is because of our mass media. So I say, okay, diet, oh, I need to lose weight. No, that's not what I'm talking about. Your diet, your nutrition, what you put on in front of you at the table, what time you eat, how much you sleep, how much you walk, how much exercise you do. And so then people go out and they do all this exercise, 2 hours a day for 5 days. That's crazy. Who has time for that and who has the energy to do that? That's crazy. But if you just take a walk around the block once or twice a night, you're good to go. And then if all of a sudden you change your diet and go, hey, I think I should eat a little bit of raw vegetables. I'll have a little bit of meat. I'll cut down on my potatoes. I'll eliminate corn out of my system because organic corn is not safe. You need to have organic GMO-free corn, then you're okay. So you just change your diet, and then you take the supplements because you need the supplements because our nutrition is not the same as it was 50 years ago. So you take some supplements and watch your body. People with high blood pressure can change it. People that have diabetes, you can change things. You don't have to be on the bandwagon of the pharmaceutical company. I love doctors. I do. But the good doctors, in my opinion, are starting to go away, and they're being replaced by the, here's what the pill you need. And people want to say, Ronnie, you're wrong. I would just tell you this. If you have an ailment and you have something that you've gone to see the doctor for, and he has prescribed a prescription, go to that doctor, male or female, and say, doctor, so I have, let's use high blood pressure because a lot of people have it. I have high blood pressure and I'm taking X pill, and I want to ask you a question, doctor. How long before I'm healed or cured? How long do I need to take this pharmaceutical? Watch what his face does.
What is he thinking?
Behind
the bitter beer face, what's he thinking?
He's saying to himself, what do I tell this person? Because they will never be cured or healed with what I'm prescribing. It is ongoing. You will be taking that drug the rest of your life.
So you're just talking about management of symptoms, correct?
Yes. So you have to get behind it and say, okay, how do I do this? Because our nutrition is so bad that our body's going, I need. I always give the Doritos analogy. People love nacho cheese Doritos. Ever since I was in high school, that's been the big ooh, everybody loves. But it's interesting when you eat a bag. When you eat a bag of Doritos, okay, and you're still hungry. People go, well, how come I'm still hungry? Because it doesn't register as a food. Your body says, okay, what's next? It's not food. And this is really what's happening in our processed foods. This is happening with our, you know, MSG is filtering through a lot of our products, and it excites your cells, and it does really some bad stuff. So we have to realize if we start cutting these things out of the diet, this is really how you go after Monsanto, processed foods, corporations that are poisoning us. This is how you do it. You change your diet. And right now, you supplement yourself with things that you're lacking. You change your diet. You do as much organic, raw, non-GMO products as you can do. And you'll see weight loss. You'll see more energy. You'll see anything that's going wrong with your body will start turning. Our body, the one thing that's really wonderful about it is it knows how to heal itself. It does. It has that ability. It just needs a little bump, you know? The car goes down the road fine. Just give it some oil and gas and life is good.
Yeah, so you got sick, so you formed this tea company. And I find this fascinating because so much of our advances, like I'm on the radio because government was trying to steal my property, and I got vocal. And you got sick, so you started this tea company. Let's talk a little bit about the organization of it. You have a website, I believe it's called GetTheTea.com, correct?
Yes, GetTheTea.com. And I have a YouTube that's called Health Matters Now. And the reason I started that is because people want to know a little bit about product, or they might want to know a little bit about Hillary, or they might want to know about, you know, healthcare, this, that, it. So I just do little 4 or 5 minute videos and put them out a couple times a week and say, hey, here's some information so you can grab this information. And people want to know. They might, like, I carry products that not everybody carries. So it's like, okay, what does that do? And, you know, yes, it's on the website. But sometimes people like to just have some guy talk about it for a little bit. And I'm kind of, you know, usually I have a lot of energy, so people like that. Go, man, can that rub off on me? Because I need some of that. So hopefully that's what happens.
Well, one of the things I've heard about the tea, so you're here to correct me if I'm wrong on this, Ronnie, but I took a little bit of it, and I was warned, well, you could be in the bathroom a lot. Well, I did have to do number one a little bit more, but I was told, oh, no, no, it's going to really clean out your colon, and it's going to be a lot like when you got a colonoscopy, and you have to clean out your system the day before. Is it that dramatic for people, or does it just depend on how bad of shape that your colon is in?
Great question, and you almost answered the question there. That's exactly what it is. If people say, you know, because a lot of people, they go, oh, I want to lose some weight, and I want to feel better, and they want all the good stuff. Okay, I go, okay, so they buy the tea, and they use it, and all of a sudden, boom, they got to go to the bathroom. And sometimes they got to go to the bathroom like, you know, where's the nearest bathroom right now?
Yeah,
and
that's
so
what I've been
they
told.
Call up it. Yeah, and they get upset, and they're like, you know what? This gave me diarrhea. I'm you know, bubbling, and they're mad. And I go, do you realize if you're getting A, diarrhea, stomach cramps, then that means that's how bad you are. So that means this tea, okay, I call the tea the herb. There's 8 different herbs, so it's not like just green tea you get in the store. This stuff is rocks. This is like, you know, a special formula that you go climb a mountain with and stir it up in the top of the mountain, you know, Native American style, but kind of like that. And this is something you make yourself. So they say, oh, you know, well, everything's coming out of me. And it's like, right, everything is coming out of you. Exactly. Those are all toxins, poisons, garbage that should not be in your body, that basically if they stay there will probably give you cancer. So this gets you clean. And then they go, oh, really? And I go, and if you stay with it, okay, if you stay with it, then what's going to happen to you is you're going to go to the bathroom totally normal. But the first 2, 3, 5, 6 days, you might have some troubles. And if it gives you stomach cramps to where you just can't hardly stand it, then just that's easy too. Then just don't drink as much and work into what you're supposed to be drinking.
Exactly. That's my recommendation. If someone knows that they've had a bad lifestyle, bad diet, maybe you take half of what you recommend a dose, and you cut back on it that way and ease into it. Sorry for the choice of words, but it's about the only way I can think of putting it. But, you know, I went through a system clean out back in June because I had my own health crisis, and so it didn't quite hit me as bad as what I was told. I was told, hey, don't get very far from the bathroom, Dave. And I thought, okay, well, you know, I'll do this at night, and so I can take care of business. And it wasn't bad, it really, for me. But the thing that I like about it, though, is people say, well, you don't want to have that stuff coming out of you. You know what's going to happen if you keep it inside of you? Am I right? You're going to get the cancers and all the other stuff that goes with toxic lifestyle.
Cancers, tumors, you know, all part of the it's either breaking down our immune system, and if they can break down our immune system, that's our firewall. That's our firewall with disease, viruses, bacteria, all this garbage. So if they break down the immune system, which is our firewall, then that's it. It's like we're standing out in, you know, the snow weather, butt naked. And for me, a little uncomfortable. Don't like it. So that's the same way with my immune system. I go, oh, man, my immune system got broke down. And people don't really understand, like, diabetes is an autoimmune disease. So when you have autoimmune disease, you know, you are susceptible to so much. And all you have to do is start turning the tables and rebuild. And this is why I call the tea, the herbs, I call them warriors. They go into your body and they remove the intruders. And the intruders are the things that shouldn't be there in the first place. So they remove the intruders, and this is why I say, and this shows you how powerful the tea really is. If you are on a pharmaceutical, okay, which almost all pharmaceuticals are synthetic, everything that you get supplement-wise, most every bit of it is plant-based. So if all of a sudden you're taking, you know, the tea and you see everything changing, everything is going to be get better because the herbs are like warriors and they go after. So if you're taking a pharmaceutical, then you have to take the tea 2 hours before or 2 hours after that pharmaceutical. Otherwise, it's kind of funny, but it will see the pharmaceutical as an intruder and it will take it out.
Well, a lot of times the pharmaceutical is an intruder. And as I educate myself and as I get older, I mean, modern medicine's there to treat crisis. That's my personal take on this. And natural supplements, natural health care is really about you taking care of yourself, and that's where it starts and ends. Well, let's tell everyone, this has been really interesting here. I mean, I really enjoyed hearing about your perspective of health care, some things I did not know about the farmers co-oping against Monsanto. Great stuff. But before you go, I want you to tell people how they can get a hold of the tea. And I know it's inexpensive. I've talked to some people who ordered and taken it. And so getthetea.com. Tell people how they can get a hold of it.
Getthetea.com. You can also call. I can give the number out. But honestly, you'll do much better going to the website. Usually we get it out the very next day. And there's a whole bunch of good stuff. And real quick, I know we're almost out of time, but real quick, too, if you've got stomach problems, I always try to talk to the stomach people because I had a major stomach problem. A lot of people, it's almost like 90% of the people have GI tract problems. So if you have a major stomach ache, we have something called colostrum. And colostrum, we can talk about it another time, but it absolutely will change your stomach for the good. So if you feel nauseous and you feel like you got an ulcer and you're moaning and groaning and you can't eat certain foods, you really need to go get the colostrum. Don't get the pills. Yes, they're cheaper, but it's for maintenance. You need to get the bag and do what the bag says. Trust me, you will see results. That's one thing really cool about the tea, about the colostrum and a few other things I have. They work right now. There's none of this waiting around 6 months for it to happen. It happens right away. The tea is going to happen right away. And you can get it at getthetea.com. We have specials. If you're on a budget, we understand the budget thing. So we have specials. You just scroll down, look at specials. We also have a specials page. And anything over $100 is free shipping. So it's all a beautiful thing. And you know, the tea isn't set on a month's supply. But if you're using it and all of a sudden your stomach's cramping and you're feeling really, you know,
stretch it out.
Slow it down. And if you slow it down, guess what? You're going to get 6 weeks of tea for four. So it works
exactly. Very cost effective. Look, we're out of time. This has flown by, and I look forward to having you back on again. This is good stuff. It's my business to put doctors out of the everyday healthcare business. Anyway, we got to scoot, my friend. Thanks for joining us, Ronnie McMullen, getthetea.com. Thanks a lot, Ronnie. And everybody else, we'll be back next week, and our guests will be Gary Haven and Bob Griswold. There's a survival thing Bob's going to talk about. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait till you hear about this. Go out and have a great week, everybody. God bless.